Thousands of Sunshine Coast residents have returned to their homes after the weekend's fire emergency, but not Brian Williams. He's got nothing to return to. Mr. Williams spoke to the ABC's Owen Jacques about what he saw when he got a look at his Lake Coroiba property.
So I took a boat in there at 6 o'clock yesterday morning after I couldn't get through some police roadblocks and understand what the police are doing, but I just thought I'd see it from the lake, but when we got close, we could see the fires had dissipated. It was still smouldering, so we just creeped up to the edge of the lake and noticed all my boats and that on the lake. The fire had come right down to the lake's edge. And as I walked through, the one house was destroyed. There's three houses on the front property. One house was destroyed, and as I walked through and I see the one house that burnt had actually affected the shed next door and the other property, but the house was fine. And as I walked through my property, I could see my house in the distance because I'm the property which at the top, and I could see my I could see my, because we live in huge African glamping tents, they were completely destroyed. The roof, they've actually glamping tents with metal roofs, and they were all collapsed. I had vehicles there which were destroyed, and then I looked across, and my shed and all my tractors and boats and that appeared on the news the night before. That's why I was so concerned. It were all destroyed, so everything on my property is destroyed. And I took a walk to the neighbour's property and the house. There are two houses on the property, and the house closest to my property was completely destroyed. Roof on the ground, all mangled, almost like it's just collapsed.
So that second house that you saw that was destroyed, that's similar to your house, the sort of the
giant
camping tent?
It's possibly about a 100 square metre. It's a cottage house, adjoining our property. And then I looked at the main house, and that house, that was still standing. But I'd spoken to him earlier on Friday on the phone. The neighbours, we all kept in contact, and he told me that he was there all day because he could see the smoke coming. So he watered the grass around his property, and that was a saving grace. Then I walked back and I went to the property on the opposite side, and I could see that their shed had burnt, and I think the shed had burnt because it was affected by the house.
And this was yesterday morning?
It was yesterday morning, yeah.
And so the fires were still burning in that area?
Were still burning. There were three fire trucks in the property on the opposite side protecting a house which is built completely in the bush. And I'd actually met the couple on Friday night at the leisure centre. So I got them on the phone and just put their mind at rest and just told them that their house is being protected at the moment by the fireys. We had a chat to the fireys. They were busy. Then we just headed off. There was nothing we could do.
Your son actually had to flee that property as the fire came through. How's he going today?
He's actually holding up. He's quite strong. I'm trying to get him to keep in his normal routine. Because he was actually affected. He's actually handling it really well, but I think he's one of these that he doesn't show emotions, but I actually know him, and I can feel it in him. But I'm trying to keep his routine as normal as possible. He's got a job at a local restaurant, and. He said, "Dad, I'm going to work today." And he actually went to work yesterday as well. He's going back to work today. And I think that's good that he's keeping into his routine. I don't want, he's got his final exam on Monday, and then he's finished year 12. But he's holding up really well. But, I've just got to watch him,